Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Hi, I'm rapper-actor model Lil Dicky, and I'm here to talk to you guys today about a pretty glaring issue within our society, and that's condom usage. Guys, I think we've gotten pretty laissez-faire about wearing condoms, and to be honest, I find it disgusting. People are having unprotected sex without even batting an eye. It's insane. It doesn't make one shred of sense to me. How can you even enjoy it? I'd be so stressed out the whole time. I won't bore you guys with the stats, but just know that STDs and unintended pregnancies are very real, and there's nothing better than peace of mind, and that's what a Trojan can provide you, the pleasure of protection. So be an adult and put a condom on.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon, just after 3 o'clock, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Wolves games make the best company and group outings. Tickets, food, and souvenirs can be included for one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. Joe Maddon has changed around his lineup again for tonight's game in New York against the Mets, as he has Anthony Rizzo as his leadoff hitter tonight, followed by Ian Happ at second, Chris Bryant at third. Jason Hayward will back cleanup and, of course, be in right field. Then comes Addison Russell at short, Kyle Schwarber in left, Wilson Contreras behind the plate, John Lester on the mound, and Albert Elmora will be in center field. Now, all the switching of the lineup is an attempt to jumpstart the offense, and Maddon does believe the team will start hitting, as he told Spiegel and Parkins earlier today.
When you get a lot of really good young hitters struggling at the plate simultaneously, that's just really awkward to watch. We are much better than we've shown to this point. A lot of whatever is going to happen once we start hitting like we're capable of, meaning the rest of your game is just going to pick up. You always look lethargic when you're not hitting, and it could be the farthest thing from the truth.
As for the White Sox, they will again play host to the Orioles over on the south side. Derek Holland and Alec Asher, the mound opponents in that game. And one game is in progress. Bottom half of the fifth inning in St. Louis, the first of a twi-night doubleheader. The Cardinals lead the Brewers 2-0. Lance Lynn working on a shutout. He's struck out 8 so far and allowed only 3 hits. And the American League All-Star balloting has been updated today, and Yankee rookie outfielder Aaron Judge is the overall vote getter at nearly 2 million votes in the outfield position, with Abascal Garcia of the White Sox running sixth in the voting at the moment. Hungry for something different? Try the Mediterranean Collection at Subway restaurants. Choose a warm flatbread or crisp chopped salad topped with steak or rotisserie-style chicken, feta cheese, and a creamy tzatziki sauce. Limited time only at participating restaurants. This scoreboard update sponsored by Ian Dental Implants. Choose Ian Dental Implants for a new smile and a new you. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast comes your way later today, beginning at 5:30 with Mark Brody's pregame show, and that's prior to the game against the Mets in New York, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Grand Geneva Resort and Spa in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
And now Lackey to Cabrera. And he drives one in the air to right center. Deep again. Back toward the wall and gone. Asdrubal Cabrera came into the game with four home runs. He's got two in this game tonight.
He didn't have it tonight. He just didn't. I mean, his stuff was short tonight. He'll probably be the first one to tell you that. To get out five out of him with only four, I felt pretty good about it. I did not want to go to the bullpen too soon, based on what had been going on more recently, like yesterday.
I liked the pitcher a couple years ago. A couple of those might have stayed in here. Giving up a bunch of homers. Yeah, I need to do a better job of keeping him on the yard for sure. Give our offense a chance to score a couple runs.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
John Lackey, it's got to be better because he's been bad. Cubs have to be better because they've been bad.
Yeah, I think Joe essentially said it today in so many words. Stop swinging at bad pitches. You want to be a better hitter, stop swinging at bad pitches. You can look for anything esoteric that you want, but if you swing at bad pitches out of the strike zone, they're not going to throw you good pitches in the strike zone.
You want to see what we're doing here at Sports Radio 670 The Score on the Bernstein and Goff Show? You should check out the live video stream at 670thescore.com, brought to you by American Needle, based in Chicago since 1918. Barry Rosner is in today and will be again tomorrow as Jason Goff recovers from a back injury. He hurt himself playing ball.
He fall down the stairs like Dustin Johnson?
I don't think
slip on a hardwood floor?
The texters are referring to him as Jason Rose. Just he won't come back until he listens to his body. And he knows his body better than anybody. No, back injuries are no joke. Back injuries suck.
Yeah, I got a sore back.
Yes, that's what it is. He's got a weak back, and it happened around a weak back. So
very painful. It's very. You can't move.
All right, looking at the field now, there's no Tiger Woods and no Phil Mickelson, and the first time in a long time there's been a U.S. Open without either
I wouldn't count out Phil showing up somehow in using rain delays to. It's Phil. I don't believe anything Phil says ever. I think Phil's.
What? Phil, like, so he's lying about wanting to go to his daughter's graduation?
No, I think he's going to his daughter's graduation because I don't.
What? You're avoiding saying something here. I know that facial expression.
Phil's all Hollywood for me. Okay? I don't believe anything Phil says. Now, I want to believe that his heart is in the right place here. That he's going because he really wants to do it, and maybe he is. But maybe he's just doing it because it's good for Phil to sound like Phil. He's got no chance to win this. He's going to be 48 years old this week. And he admitted at the end of Augusta that he was so tired on Sunday from walking a very hilly course there's no way he could finish in style. No chance. This course has even more undulation. So, it's not going to happen. He's never going to win another major. So, I don't know. Maybe I'm being hypercritical, but I wouldn't be shocked if he shows up. In any case, your point was those guys are not
there. They're not there. So, obviously, the next names would be your usual suspects
here. Well, Dustin Johnson, I picked him last year, which was, probably not even a real smart pick at that point. I just thought with his wedge game, as good as it was, if he's ever going to do it, this is the time because of the advantage he has because he can hit it so far and so straight.
Okay.
But since he fell down the stairs, he hasn't been the same guy.
Jordan Spieth.
He's just arriving on course right now because Paulina had the baby last night. Okay. So he's just arriving right now.
Jordan Spieth,
not long enough. This is a bomber's course. And Spieth is so talented that normally he can work his way around and find himself near the top because of his ability to make do even though he's shorter. But the only difference between this and a Lynx course is that you can't run it up the front.
Okay.
That's why it's not technically a Lynx course.
You have to
be long.
How about John Rahm?
Well, John Rahm is my pick.
That's why it was next on my list.
Because he's been the best player in the world this year. He's got, and I wrote about him today. He's got, let's see here, six top tens. He has, five top fives, if I can find it here in my in my column. I can't find it right now. Oh, okay. 15 events, 7 top 10s, 6 top 3s, 3 seconds and a win. He's been the best player in the world this year. He is very young. He is 22. He can run pretty hot. And at some point, he's going to have to learn to deal with that. I get it. I don't blame him. I mean, I want to throw clubs too. But but you can't. There are times where you can't just go for every pin. There are times where you have to.
Oh, discretion is the better part of valor often in a U.S. Open, where they just
especially,
they want to trap you.
He was low am last year at Oakmont. Okay, had never seen the course before. He was low am. He turns pro. Tim Mickelson, the coach at ASU, resigns and becomes John Rahm's agent. They were at ASU together. That's how good he thought he was going to be at 21. At 22, he is already, in my mind, the best player in the world this year in 2017. His caddy is now Adam Hayes, who used to be on Russell Henley's bag. He's a veteran caddy who knows how to talk him out of shots. He also knows when to tell him to calm down and stop screaming. He's got a phenomenal, he's got the typical Spaniard short game. You know, the Sergio, the Seve, the Jose Maria, get up and down from anywhere kind of short game. He is incredibly long, but naturally long. Unlike McIlroy, unlike Day, unlike Fowler, unlike these guys.
I was going to get to Fowler.
Unlike these guys who have to jump at the ball, use the ground and jump at the ball to manufacture length. He's got natural length because he's so big and because he's so strong. He's got a remarkable future. He is going to win majors, and I think several, and I don't see any reason why he can't win this one. The advantage he has is that he's seeing these courses for the first time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's still winning and still competing. Well, nobody else has seen this course either. So that I think gives him, it puts him on more of a level playing field with these guys.
What about Bubba?
Terrible form. There's nothing,
easy distance.
Yeah, but he's hitting it all over, God's green earth at this point. He doesn't have any idea where it's going. He's been a little better of late. He played, was it match play where he played better? And I thought maybe there's some signs of things coming together a little bit. But no, he could be finished at this point as far as really competing in majors.
And Duffner's playing well.
Duffner is in great form.
Billy Horschel is capable of winning anytime.
Yeah, not a big fan. Ricky Fowler should win. I think every time he tees it up, he should win. But he doesn't play well on Sunday.
Big change in his life, too. You see, he finally has a significant other. And did you see who it is?
Well, if it's the one, it's the same one from the last few months, yes.
You might not know the name, but some people might recognize the name because we talked about her on the show years ago. Her name is Allison Stocke. Stokke. If you remember, many years ago, when she was a senior in high school, there was a picture of her that became an internet sensation. She was a high school pole vaulter.
Mm.
And there was a picture of her like on the mat after a vault that just became, it was this picture that just became a thing that went everywhere. She went on to be a pole vaulter at Cal Berkeley. And tried out for an Olympic team, like didn't make an Olympic team, and now is a fitness model for Nike and Athleta. And there is no shortage of of Google images. It's like a Google image clickbait queen at this point.
No one is hearing anything you're saying right now because they've already Googled her.
Yeah,
and they're busy.
Yeah, that is. And Ricky Fowler, his whole thing was, I don't have a girlfriend. Right, and he would
at the Ryder Cup.
The picture of all the wives,
yeah.
Right? The picture of the wives. He's like, yeah, I'm a free agent. You know,
it's not as though he's been lonely.
No,
it's not as though he has.
Oh, far from
been
it.
Suffering. But look, he is incredibly talented. What he did at the Players a couple of years ago, when he came from behind and had that phenomenal finish, and then during the playoff holes, he hit two more incredible shots at the Island Green at 17. That's rarefied air, what he did at the end of that tournament. But that was coming from behind. He does not play well on Sunday. It happened again this year at the Masters. He doesn't play well on Sunday.
But when once Sergio wins a major, that's a guy who said, I don't have what it takes to win majors. I don't know what it is, but clearly I don't have it, until he did.
Right. Well, that's the thing. Until you do. Until you do. But even Sergio on Sunday, again, with the lead, was awful. The best thing that happened to him was when he almost went OB, managed to scrape it together and make par on that par five. Or maybe he made bogey on that hole, and Justin Rose missed the opportunity on like a 6-foot birdie, and now Sergio relaxed. And now he's chasing much better in that position than trying to maintain a lead. That's been Ricky Fowler's problem. I mean, if he has the ability to, if he's a few shots back and not in the final two groups, say, I think he would have an opportunity, but on or near the lead, he has not been able to do it. It's just been too much for him. Jason Day and Rory McIlroy, high ball hitters, very long. This is going to be a high ball hitter's. Your second shot is going to be, it's going to have to be a high ball shot in wind where you have to, where you're going to have to try to hold a green because they are going to be fast. It's the U.S. Open. You're not going to be able to run it up the front, which makes you sort of think it's not a good spot for Jordan Spieth because he's not going to be long enough. You know, so you think length, think high ball hitter. Justin Thomas was in great form to start the year, hasn't done much of late. Kevin Kisner should be a factor. Brandon Grace, the last few years, seems to flirt with all these major championships. He was really good at Chambers Bay till he hit it in the ocean on, what was that, 14 or 15, whatever it was. We're past the point, though, of looking at the usual suspects. This is worse than the Kentucky Derby. In a given week, you can make right. You could easily make a case for 50 guys. I mean, Alex Noren is he's ninth or tenth ranked in the world. Nobody knows who he is. He's a brilliant golfer.
Who right could now? Who has replaced Sergio as the, in your mind, the best player to have never won a major?
Well, he doesn't have that incredibly long track record, but it's Ricky Fowler. He's the most talented guy in golf who hasn't won a major. Lee Westwood is too old now.
Kuchar,
and he's. Matt Kuchar. Matt Kuchar is great at the Dean and DeLuca or the Valspar. Or, you know, something not waste management, because people watch the waste management. He's not going to win something where people watch. Okay, so, but I mean, Ricky Fowler's the most talented player in the world who hasn't won a major. But Lee Westwood is the guy with the track record, you know, of having had the most close calls.
That's the guy you'd feel worst for.
Yeah, and he's a really likable guy too. You know,
unlike Sergio. How old is he now? 45.
I thought he was 43. Whatever. It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. But Fowler's
not going to work here anymore. Right.
Fowler's got the talent. He's got the ability. He's got every shot. And when he gets hot with the putter, I'd argue he's as good as any putter on tour right now, Ricky Fowler is. It's just, how do you break through on Sunday when you haven't broken through on Sunday in a major?
We got more baseball talk coming up a little bit later. I'm Wayne Randazzo, our former co-worker who is now with WOR and covers the Mets as part of their broadcast team in New York. He'll join us at 4, Jay Jaffe at 4:40. And what do you think of the Joe Maddon, Anthony Rizzo leadoff kind of wacky lineup thing? Like you say, managers have done it before. They've literally done the, we're so bad, let's just pick the lineup out of a hat and have fun with it.
That's what it feels like.
To me too. And you can, whatever word you want to use, desperation, looking for a spark, they sound that way, they feel that way, they certainly look moribund.
It doesn't feel desperate to me, but
won the World Series.
But moribund is a better word. I mean, what do they do well? Outside of really Wade Davis, what do they do well?
This segment is brought to you by Subway Restaurants. Go Mediterranean at your local Subway restaurant. Try a toasty flatbread or chopped salad topped with steak or chicken, feta cheese, and a creamy tzatziki sauce. By the way, made tzatziki last night with my daughter. She and I did a special customized tzatziki on a room temperature sautéed salmon filet that was just out of this world. But they limited time only at participating restaurants. Summertime.
I don't know anything that you just said.
Tzatziki?
Yeah.
Really? It's a Greek-style yogurt-based sauce, often with cucumber and garlic. We put in some fresh herbs. I planted herbs
in my backyard. I like frozen yogurt. I've had frozen yogurt.
I'm hoping I can maintain a basil plant. It shouldn't be hard, right?
It depends on what animals like to eat it.
Oh, damn it.
Animals are, that's a problem.
Yeah, rabbits. Oh, I got to put the little fences up, right?
They like the edamames, too.
How do you know?
Because my wife has a garden.
She grows edamame? Yeah,
she's a good cook.
It's wasted on you, though.
Yes, but not on my children.
Okay.
Yeah, no, she grows stuff every year. You have to either fence it in, which is no guarantee, or spray the, you know, that coyote stuff around it so that they won't go near it.
Like coyote pee?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
You have deer that eat stuff, too?
We have everything.
You have everything.
We have everything. Name something.
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yes.
The T-Rex is eating the flowers again.
We have deer, we have coyote, we have rabbits, skunk, possum. I think the rabbits are the big problem. I think they get to the garden.
You gotta get owls and hawks in there to eat the rabbits. So you gotta import those and hook everything up.
Glad you mentioned birds.
Why?
There's something to get to later.
Does it involve geese? Is this your war on geese?
We're doing very well with our problem, by the way, with the geese. Our program for feeding the homeless by killing the geese on the golf course. Mm-hmm. It's going great.
It's going great. Sales are up.
Yeah.
You know, year over year numbers are looking good. The quarterlies all are outstanding.
It's fantastic. We're getting great support from all the golf communities around the state, which are all killing the geese. So that's been good for everyone, and we're feeding people in the process.
He's Barry Rosner. I'm Dan Bernstein. It is the Bernstein and Goff Show, and we've sort of been an outlet for the nervous Cub fan. I haven't taken a phone call yet. I'd be happy to do that. I know there's some people want to jump on 312-644-6767. You are listening to The Score.
And now another Score 25th anniversary moment.
You guys ridicule everything,
The Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and The Vig, located on Wells in Chicago.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. The only people going harder than Warrior fans last night were MJ honks and LeBron haters. They were dousing themselves in champagne, lighting up cigars, and planning parades because LeBron lost in the NBA Finals, and now he's still stuck on 3 rings. If that's you, I would strongly suggest you check yourself, because if what you saw over the past 5 games makes you think any less of LeBron, frankly, you're no genius. So do not come in here with that lame take that losing again in the finals dings this guy's legacy. Anybody who says that either does not understand basketball or did not watch the finals, or both. You want proof? Just look at what happened to the Cavs every single time he took a seat on the bench. When he left the floor, that team fell apart. Yes, Cleveland lost. No, it is not in any way LeBron's fault. I'm Jim Rome.
Saia, a leading LTL carrier, is hiring for their Burr Ridge locations. They're holding a job fair June 16th from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturday, June 17th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Burr Ridge Terminal. Immediate opportunities available for Class A CDL drivers and part-time dock workers. Depending on experience, Saia will pay up to $15,000 in sign-on bonuses for line haul and OTR drivers. Yes, $15,000. Applicants must complete an online application before attending. For details, visit SaiaCorp.com. That's SaiaCorp.com. Click on Careers. Join Lake Lawn Resort this Father's Day for their incredible Father's Day Rib Fest, where all dads receive free golf plus a free beer and logo glass. That's right, free golf and beer. Treat dad to a weekend he won't forget. For more info and to book your stay, visit lakelawnresort.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Joe Madden. What's the solution then if you've tried everything?
We just keep talking. I really do believe in our guys. I anticipate a nice surge coming up relatively soon. They can't care any more than they care.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score. At 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine.
My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Hi, I'm rapper actor model Lil Dicky, and I'm here to talk to you guys today about a pretty glaring issue within our society, and that's condom usage. Guys, I think we've gotten pretty laissez-faire about wearing condoms, and to be honest, I find it disgusting. People are having unprotected sex without even batting an eye. It's insane. It doesn't make one shred of sense to me. How can you even enjoy it? I'd be so stressed out the whole time. I won't bore you guys with the stats, but just know that STDs and unintended pregnancies are very real, and there's nothing better than peace of mind, and that's what a Trojan can provide you, the pleasure of protection. So be an adult and put a condom on.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Good Lord, David Ross is annoying.
The ovation that he got on Friday just for standing up was ridiculous. Like, you think that Ryan Sandberg and Hawk Dawson and all those dudes rolled into one stood up. Now look up, it's David Ross all dressed in black. This guy is an icon now.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score.
Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Paxson, it's time for you to once again kind of be the face of the organization.
No, not at all. In fact, nothing in our structure changes. I have to do things this offseason culturally within our building that I think are necessary and are going to change a little bit.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Madden talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
Jason's one of the most unusual right fielders you'll ever see. He's got a great sense for watching the hitter and watching foul balls and seeing how well his pitcher's throwing. Yes, I wanted to influence Ian Happ.
Joe Madden with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legaladvice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/...
on Duncan. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Friday, June 23rd. Join 670 The Score and Tito's Handmade Vodka for the big 25-20 celebration and broadcast from the rooftop bar at London House, Chicago. The Score's Spiegel and Parkins will be broadcasting live from 9 a.m. to 1, followed by Bernstein and Goff until 5:30. Stop by for Score and Tito's prizes, specially priced Tito's, incredible views, and enter to win a trip to Austin City Limits Music Festival. For more info and to see where we'll be next, visit 670thescore.com/events. Brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Ooh. We've been talking a lot of baseball and some uncertain baseball times in the city of Chicago right now. Everyone knows what the White Sox are up to on a slow slide down to mediocrity and better draft position and probably into the trade deadline looking to offload some veteran assets in a way to get them there. And
how long can Mike Rizzo wait to get David Robertson? How long can he wait?
It's every single night.
They get beat every single night late in the game because it's a disaster at the back end of their bullpen. It's been every day. They've lost four games in the last 4 days. The Mets have won four straight. And every day, Dusty Baker wonders what they're going to do.
You score 10 runs, you expect to win. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'd like to, you know, the fight big time. You know, we are kind of, underwater during this streak. You know, every team's going to go through it. But it just seems like, we're getting beat by the homer. You know, it's I don't know how many homers you've given up. We've given up a lot, especially late innings when they, there's a lot of crooked numbers on that board up there. Every inning that they score is a crooked number. So, we need some help. We need some help big time. And, you know, we've been knowing that, all along. But, I like to fight from our team.
That's the equivalent of kicking the GM's door down and jumping at his desk.
Yeah, Rizzo heard that last night and texted him and said, thanks. Thanks a lot. Thanks very much for the help.
Yeah, you're really not improving our bargaining position.
Scoreboard update.
3:30, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Wolves games make the best company and group outings. Tickets, food, and souvenirs can be included for one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. The Bears held their first of three minicamp practices today up in Lake Forest, and injuries were a topic of discussion as Danny Trevathan and others were either limited or held out. Here's John Fox.
He's right on target, every single guy. We got Josh sitting out here on a limited basis today. As far as Danny, Zach Miller, you mentioned Danny before. They're going to be cutting it close for training camp, but right now they're right on target, and that's kind of what we expected all offseason.
And after this three-day mini camp is a month break, and then the regular training camp starts up towards the end of July in Bourbonnais. In baseball, Joe Maddon is trying something different again at the top of his lineup for tonight's game against the Mets as he has Anthony Rizzo leading off, and we'll hear from Maddon on that very subject. That's coming up at 4 o'clock. By the way, the pitching matchup in New York tonight has John Lester against Zach Wheeler, and it will be Derek Holland and Alec Asher on the south side tonight as the White Sox again host the Orioles, and one game is in progress, the first of a day-night doubleheader, bottom half of the sixth inning in St. Louis. Cardinals leading the Brewers 5-0. Dexter Fowler has a couple of hits and an RBI so far. Time now for the closing bell. It's brought to you by First American Bank. They do more for your money. An update on Wall Street. The Dow up 92 points. The NASDAQ up 44. The S&P 500 up 10 points. Every morning, 40 million Americans wake up to a Gillette shave, and thousands of Gillette workers start their day at their factory in Boston, bringing you America's number one shave at lower prices every day. Go to GilletteOnDemand.com and get your first and fourth order free. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast comes your way a little bit later this afternoon, starting at 5:30 with Mark Rohde's pregame show, and that's prior to the game against the Mets in New York, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Metra. When you're car-free, you're carefree. And riding Metra lets you feel carefree every time you ride. Learn how Metra can help you avoid traffic and parking hassles, forget about wear and tear on your car, and feel relaxed every day at MetroRail.com.
Do you believe in Aaron Judge? Do you believe in what you're seeing? Do you believe in these StatCast numbers that are painting the picture of a cartoon slugger? Do you believe it?
In what sense do you ask the question?
It's just he's kind of come out of nowhere. We've never seen.
I was afraid that's what you meant.
We've never seen anything like this.
Well, we have Babe Ruth and Roger Maris.
But they weren't this big. They weren't this big. And I've looked at all the scouting reports. I've seen the side-by-side comparisons of what his swing was and what his swing has become. And then you look at the exit velocities of what he's doing, destroying baseballs. And
495-foot home run.
Yeah, at 120 miles an hour off the bat.
It was still going up when it broke whatever it was it hit.
It's the speed of like Zdeno Chara's slap shot. And it seems impossible that something like this can come out of nowhere in the way that it did. It seems impossible, yet it keeps happening. And yeah, I don't know what to make of it.
Remember the scene in Big where they're walking out to the car on the curb, and the guy's yelling at the girl. This doesn't just happen. This guy just can't come out of nowhere. This doesn't just happen. These things don't happen. Yet these things are happening. I don't know exactly how to answer your question, except it is remarkable to watch. I know that. Every day, every single day, I said to Joe Ostrowski, I think on Sunday, they can't keep pitching to him.
And the fact that it's happening in New York, of all places, and this guy is able to handle it. I mean, it seems that he's embracing stardom. He is a charismatic, well-spoken, good-looking guy.
I talked to him when they were here, and he's terrific. I mean, he's a good kid.
You see the thing on Jimmy Fallon when he was sitting out at like a sports anchor desk in the park?
Yes, yeah.
And people, right. And he would invite people to sit down with him to talk about Aaron Judge, and they didn't realize. Even when he would take off the phony glasses he had on, know. And he would hold up a picture and say, people say I kind of look like him. Like, a little. And he was getting into it, having fun with it.
Yeah, I think it's amazing that they're still pitching to him. I mean, why would you? Last night, 2-0, first base open, and was it Norris who tried to beat him on the outside corner with a breaking ball? Bye.
But I mean, this sport, in a sport where we've got years and years and years of watching guys from the draft through the minors and the statistical modeling and the number of scouts who have eyes on guys, it's just amazing that in this particular sport, something can catch you by surprise at this level. That a guy can add 30 pounds to this massive frame and then in Yankee Stadium start belting home runs, the size and speed
within
of which...
Within a week of the start of the season, yes. They had named a section after him out in right field. I don't know how to answer your question. I wouldn't put anything past what's available out there, what guys have done before.
I'm not even going there, really. I'm not. That wasn't really my
point. Like,
my point wasn't to say, you know, is this fake? Is it sustainable?
I thought, okay, that maybe that's a better word. Is it sustainable? History says no.
Well, you heard what
history says no.
We're going to replay some of Joe Maddon a little bit later, but it was fascinating. And I thought that Danny Parkins did a really good job of trying to pin down the words that Joe Maddon used to describe what happens to young hitters and that how the Cubs as a team, that part of the reason why they're struggling to hit, he believes, is because that young hitters are still young and are facing major league pitching after a year in which they might have overperformed. The teams are smart. Baseball, scouts are good.
Baseball's a constant game of adjustment, and it's not year to year. It's not month to month or week to week or even day to day. It's at bat to at bat. Forgive me, but Maddox used to always say, I don't know what's going to I don't know what my plan is until I see what he's doing. How's he reacting right now to this pitch? Where are his feet? What's his bat speed? It's a constant game of adjustment. And in that conversation, which we'll play for you at 5 o'clock, the phrase sophomore jinx was used.
Improperly. He meant sophomore slump.
Well,
which is the more proper term.
All he meant was this. From year to year, you have to adjust. And for rookies who do well in their second year, they generally have a hard time because the league will now adjust to you, and now you must adjust back. And that's all he meant by that. And that's not that's Cubs young players, but that's Cubs older players. That's Cubs veterans. From week to week, scouts, as you said before, are so good at this, they will find what you're doing, and they will make you do something else. And until you adjust, they're not going to let you do what you want to do. So using that phrase, sophomore slump, sophomore jinx, whatever it is, it applies to everybody every single day. It just means When they find out what you're doing well or what you like to do and what you don't, they will force you to do something else until you adjust to that.
That's Barry Rosner in for Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein, and this segment is brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention, diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. At the very top of the hour, Wayne Randazzo, the former Score guy, now part of the Mets broadcast team on WOR, is going to join us to talk about the Cubs' current opponent, and certainly hoping that the series does not, the complexion of the series is not symbolized by last night's game, because otherwise you got...
You have a Jacob deGrom who couldn't get anybody out, suddenly get everyone out.
Yep.
And you have Asdrubal Cabrera, who had four homers on the year coming in, leaves the game with six.
And you also end up with any time the Cubs look like, okay, runner on, something starting this inning, well, now the runner is not on because there's
4-6-3.
Another easy double play.
Four innings in a row,
yep.
A 4-6-3.
You talk about demoralizing, what that does to a
dugout. Did you see Zobrist on the last one? As he hit the ball and he's leaving the box,
he's just like, the Canerco.
He put his head down like,
the Canerco.
I can't believe this.
It was like the game.
And Len's reaction was great. Len was just like, his entire call was, I think, along the lines of, really? That was it.
You remember the playoff game against Arizona with DeRosa, and it was the same thing. I'd like to look up how many it was the game in which they were eliminated.
Game three at home?
The elimination game. I want to see how many.
Chris Young hit the first pitch of that out of the ballpark?
Off of Rich Hill. And then every single inning where it looked like, okay, here they are. Double play. It was, because I remember where I was watching it too. I don't know.
Double play. I don't know.
He's Rosner. I'm Bernstein. We got a lot more to come on the Score.
This is Joe Mann of the World Series champion Cubs, and you're listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show on the Score.
Hey, Chicago.
Are you thinking about selling your home? Thinking you'll escape that dreadful waiting game and process? Well, think bigger. Selling is old school. Selling is yesterday. And selling is small. If you're lucky, you'll get a one-time payout gutted by commissions and closing costs. The rental market is huge. Since 2010, renter households are up by 4 million nationwide, while last year, homeownership hit a 30-year low. So before you sell, look into renting. You might be surprised at how much you can rent your home for, how quickly people are ready to move in, and how easy it is to manage the whole process when you hire Renters Warehouse. They'll price your property, find your tenants, collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls. They'll open the door to financial freedom. Think bigger than selling. Go to renterswarehouse.com, get a free home rental price analysis, and find out how much your home will rent for today. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse, renterswarehouse.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
The Score's Danny Parkins.
My favorite Chicago sports memory is going to the clinching game for the Bulls' fourth title on Father's Day. Seeing Jordan win his first title after his dad had been killed with my dad on Father's Day is a sports moment that will never be topped.
Join Danny Parkins on the Spiegel and Parkins Show weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Paxson, it's time for you to once again kind of be the face of the organization.
No, not at all. In fact, nothing in our structure changes. I have to do things this offseason culturally within our building that I think are necessary and are going to change a little bit.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score.
Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Peter Gammons joins us.
People tell me that Bryce Harper would prefer to play for the Cubs. I don't think that it's going to be affordable to have Bryce Harper and Chris Bryant on the same team. I'd love to see it. I respect them both so much.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Joe Maddon. What's the solution then if you've tried everything?
We just keep talking. I really do believe in our guys. I anticipate a nice surge coming up relatively soon. They can't care any more than they care.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero.
Or this?
And Baez drives one in the air. It's got a chance. Cubs win.
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
Jason's one of the most unusual right fielders you'll ever see. He's got a great sense for watching the hitter and watching foul balls and seeing how well his pitcher's throwing. Yes, I wanted the influence Ian Happ.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
517.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I ran into him in the lobby. I wanted to give him a heads up. And we do it in spring training once in a while. And I thought just for today to kind of buoy the spirits a bit, just throw him up on top and see what happens. Just to go out there, when you set a different lineup like that, that just jacks them up a little bit. Obviously, you know, we've been on and off, like I said, with our hitting. So just something different like this could just spark.
That's Cubs manager Joe Maddon, who joins Spiegel and Parkins every Tuesday at noon, unless otherwise scheduled. And he's really the bellwether here, because if you heard it earlier, Barry was talking about speculation from one longtime veteran baseball executive about what the Cubs made
many months ago. This was in January,
with a prescient evaluation of what is plausible. Keep using that word. It makes sense. It's plausible that the Cubs didn't aggressively try to fortify their starting pitching because maybe they just didn't think that this was the year where it would make the difference between winning a World Series and not.
He wasn't even so much suggesting that that's what was occurring or what was going to occur as much as saying this happened to us. This is something that we actually thought might happen, and because of that and because of some contracts and things, you know, various other circumstances, decided that we weren't really going to go all in on that season, so we just didn't think it was going to happen. And I don't, you know, plausible is probably the right word.
And that's why when Maddon, what he says and what he does shows you a little bit different level of thinking. Because, you know, you've got different, because he's the one who's around the players. You know, there's a different meaning to everything, I guess. So as you go through and try to read all these tea leaves, you may end up with what you hope is a complete picture.
Yeah, and you know what he feels is different than perhaps a more clinical approach that someone who's sitting up in a suite has to take, because they're also looking at a much bigger picture, and they're looking at a long-term picture. And they have probably some metrics that tell them something as well. But in Joe's case, he's sitting there or standing there, and he's feeling
behind
it.
The bench, as you said.
He is also not behind
right,
the bench.
In front of it or
he's
on it.
Actually in the middle of it, I guess, technically.
But he likes to stand by the stairs.
Yeah.
He's got all his stuff on the little step there.
So the bench itself would be behind him. Right. So he'd be standing in front of the
That's
bench.
That's what I said.
But not in front of the dugout.
Correct.
Steve Kerr also would not stand behind the bench.
No, you slipped into a hockey phrase. You
fell into a hockey phrase.
The man behind the bench.
Chewing on ice cubes.
Grabbing his newts. I got a little bit of this.
But he's there and he's feeling it. And what it feels like is... this is not good. Nothing about this is good. We don't really do anything good right now.
That's a great question. Like, what if you said for sure last year the Cubs were the best offensive team, the best defensive team,
had the best starting rotation,
the best base running team by metrics, and had the best starting rotation. And if you had to say, what do the Cubs do well?
They do Wade Davis well.
Their closer's really good.
That's about it. That's about it. Some of their setup guys have been pretty consistent.
Yeah, Uihara just does it with mirrors, doesn't he?
I don't understand it. I don't understand. The other day against Colorado,
he's got nothing.
I was like, this is a bad idea.
It's Shingo,
these guys throwing frisbees up there. Did he have a 2-run lead or was it? No, it was a 1-run lead when he came in against Colorado, right on Sunday.
The
was
big,
it
big dumbass glove he's got on?
Or maybe it was a 2-run lead. In any case. I thought that was a very bad idea. And yet, he threw like 6 pitches, the inning was over.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't know what it must look like up there. But whatever it is, whatever it looks like is not what it is.
It's the kind of thing where it looks great from the on-deck circle, probably. And you're like, oh, yeah. And then
it must look pretty good coming in, too.
Well, looking at how guys swing, yeah. But he's got the Jedi mind trick going on. It just because the stuff doesn't really play. It doesn't. It just looks silly because of the glove. He's got that dumbass glove that he wears. And I love it because it's got like a retro 80s mitt thing. And there's a picture of him on it. He has a silhouette of himself in the webbing of his special Koji custom glove. Maybe they can't see anything because they're mesmerized by the magical glove. Maybe that's the secret of his power.
I'm willing to buy that as much as anything else. I mean, as you're watching him throw to guys, you just think this ball is going to go a really long way.
That's how I feel about watching Lackey. I said it before he pitched yesterday. The moment I see him come in, I know that there's going to be a ball.
Well, how do you explain the
really
game?
Hard.
How do you explain the game he threw in Colorado?
Well, what he said was that he didn't throw as many strikes. He said he was wild, and it helped that he, as with his reputation as a strike thrower, had guys off balance because he wasn't throwing as many strikes, which is counterintuitive, but I guess it makes sense in a pitcher's mind.
He also threw a pretty good game on a Tuesday night when they came home after a long road trip. The wind was blowing out about 30, gave up a couple homers that night, but pitched a pretty good game. There's a couple that don't look like the others, but yeah, they appear to be lining up at the bat rack.
The 630 says that Koji's like the little league pitcher the kids watch and say, oh my God, I can kill this guy. Then they get up there and they're so anxious that they get screwed up and they ground out. I see that all the time. All the time. And it's the travel kids who have their swings trained to speed, to hit velocity. You get some of these, the house league pitchers that can throw strikes, but have them all screwed up. Throwing lollipops for strikes,
yeah,
and they don't know what to do with it.
It's an effective changeup.
I have seen at the 12-year-old level some genuinely effective changeups. I've seen kids can really throw it. that can, and in some of these tournaments, the kids get you on your heels and then just pull the string on you. They're deadly. I mean, forget it. When you're doing that at this age and you got it timed and you got a catcher that knows how to receive it and when to call it and some of that stuff. I mean, we see teams are calling every pitch from the bench.
Are you kidding? Are you really?
Well, our travel team
calling every pitch from the bench.
Our team does sometimes, not every game. But depending on situation, he'll say, look to me. The catcher will always turn and look and get the call from the bench.
Wow.
Yeah. if you know you have pitchers that can effectively execute a pitch, absolutely.
Shouldn't you be teaching your catcher to do that?
That's hard because it's only sort of after the fact.
Well, then let the pitcher call his own game.
That's hard too because they're 12. They're These are the same
kids.
That's
all part of the learning, though.
Yes and no, but like we played a game the other night, and it was a competitive game. We had a couple errors that hurt us, but I think we threw 40% change-ups the whole time, and it was pretty cool to watch. It's pretty cool to see when they start to understand.
They really know how to separate those velocities.
Yeah, well, they brought in during the winter. They outsourced a pitching coach. This year, who changed everybody? He taught a standardized grip, and they all had been throwing the circle change, and he changed their grip. And he's
throwing a straight change.
No, it's more of a palm ball. I guess it's like a Burley or Glavin, where it's sort of tucked in to the palm, and then the fingers are draped over the top. I mean, it's all the same. They're all the same, right? It's all about having.
Well, circle change is going to have a lot more movement.
Correct, because you're turning it over. And you're gonna, but it's all about having the same arm speed, but just have the ball released closer to the shoulder. It's just the physics of that. It's just this guy said for 12-year-olds, it was just a better way of doing it with the size of their hand. It turns out he's been right. My kid didn't like it. He's like, I don't like this grip. I'm not comfortable.
I can't imagine your kid being resistant to change. I can't fathom.
I said, listen to your coaches and go with it. And ultimately, if you can't execute it, go back and do what's comfortable.
And he said, screw you, and hung up on you.
Right. Well, pretty much. No, it's pretend to not hear me and then have his earbuds in and then say, I couldn't hear you. Like, well, the fact that you're saying you can't hear me is like, yeah, I can't hear you right now. Like, oh, okay, this is good. I got you now. Now you got the trick. All right, Wayne Randazzo is going to join us in just a moment. Give us all the inside stuff on the Mets. This segment brought to you by AutoZone. Summer heat requires a tough battery. That's why Duralast batteries are tested to start in temperatures of up to 167 degrees. That's hot. They're proven tough and sold only at AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. You are going to be randazzled next on the Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Hyundai because right now we're offering the best savings in our 30-year history, like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever sales event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on the Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never, ever been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever sales event. Plus, every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, America's best warranty. So visit your Hyundai dealer now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's history are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, get up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Hyundai Sonata. That's 25% off MSRP. But hurry, the Better Than Ever sales event ends soon, so head to your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
Hey, Cubs fans, Ryan Sandberg here for the Original Grain Watch Company, the official timekeeper of the Chicago Cubs. Original Grain has made an extraordinary watch, the Wrigley Field Chrono, an heirloom to be handed down from one generation to the next. For the generations of fans who believed in the Chicago Cubs and supported their journey to become the 2016 World Series champions, handcrafted featuring wood reclaimed from the original Wrigley Field green seats. The Wrigley Field Chrono is more than a timepiece, it's a piece of time. Visit originalgrain.com. That's original, G-R-A-I-N.com.
The 4th is coming, and there's only one place to buy fireworks, and that's Shelton Fireworks. Take I-94 to exit 22B, Porter, Indiana. Look for the big red building. They've been in business over 40 years and are exploding with deals for your celebration. Shelton offers the largest selection at the lowest prices. Bypass the high prices of Hammond, Gary, and Merrillville, and head to Porter, Indiana. Take I-94 to exit 22B and look for the big red building or visit sheltonfireworks.com. Shelton Fireworks, home of the big ones.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Paxson, it's time for you to once again kind of be the face of the organization.
No, not at all. In fact, nothing in our structure changes. I have to do things this offseason culturally within our building that I think are necessary and are going to change a little bit.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio.